The Supreme Court today ruled in favor of extending copyrights for songs, books, movies, and other creative works for 20 years. The case was brought by internet publisher Eric Eldred, who argued that it's in the public interest and specified in the Constitution that copyright should eventually expire. Copyright law has become something of a battlefield, and as NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, today's ruling can be traced back to a key piece of legislation from 1998.
Sonny Bono's legacy is his music.
Well, I don't know while that's true, 'cause you got me, baby, I got you.
Bono and his second wife, Mary, hoped that royalties from this and other of his copyrighted songs would help support the family in the event of Bono's death, which occurred before a copyright extension bill he sponsored was approved by Congress. Not long after the bill passed, it was challenged by Eric Eldred, who operates an internet library which posts contents of out-of-print books that are in the public domain. One of Eldred's attorneys is Jonathan Zittrain.
Mary Bono, when she introduced the Sonny Bono Act on the floor of the House of Representatives, said, Sonny would have wanted copyright to last forever. I've been told by my staff that there's a constitutional problem with this, so I'm just going to go for another 20 years. She then, this is all in the congressional record, proposed that Congress take up Jack Valenti's proposal that the term of copyright be forever minus one day.
Jack Valenti, president of the Motion Picture Association of America, regards today's ruling as a victory. He says what's at stake isn't just profits for the individuals and corporations that hold copyrights, but the very existence, for example, of an old movie that might be in the public domain.
Now, if nobody owns it and anybody can use it, where is the incentive to keep that particular piece of film or whatever it is, tape, in the best condition? The answer is there's no incentive.
Attorney Jonathan Zittrain says there is, in fact, incentive. When Disney makes a film out of a public domain book or fairy tale, it earns millions. He says today's ruling by the Supreme Court was overly narrow.
The opinion that was issued today is about trees rather than forest. This is about freedom of mind at the end of the day. But the opinion as written is one that delves into the minutiae of what the framers intended or what the first Congress did, what the court's rule is vis-a-vis Congress in reviewing congressional enactments, because one certainly got the sense from oral argument that a number of justices that voted with the majority thought that this was, to be clear, they thought it was a stupid law. They just didn't think, apparently, that the Supreme Court had the purview to step in and do something about it.
As far as songwriter Mike Stoller is concerned, this isn't about legal minutiae. Although he believes in the concept of public domain, Stoller says songs like Jailhouse Rock or Love Potion No. 9 are more than just catchy tunes he happened to hammer out with his partner Jerry Lieber. They are, in fact,
a legacy for my family. I want it to be a financial help to my family as the years go by. Sure. My partner Jerry Lieber and I have built our home, if you will, out of our work in writing songs.
To Mike Stoller, these works of intellectual property are achievements that keep on giving. But attorney Jonathan Zittrain argues that the framers of the Constitution envisioned that such works would eventually go to the public at large and give them something to interpret and use to make new works. Zittrain points out that every time copyright has been set to expire, Congress has extended it. The general public hasn't had a chance to grasp what it means to have a work revert to the public domain.
And when 16 years from now, the son of Sonny Bono Copyright Term Extension Act is proposed to add another 20 years, my guess is it will be a much more spirited fight, because some of the people who realize what's at stake in the public domain will have found a voice and will be prepared to fight a little bit harder in the political arena.
As Sonny Bono himself would say, the beat goes on. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.